Hi, this is Lauren, the supervisor. You've requested if I could just get a moment to get your account pulled up so that I can be of better assistance for you today.
Sure, thank you.
Sorry. Bear with me just one moment. I do apologize.
Sure.
What's that zip code, if you don't mind?
It's 33511.
You said 33511?
Yes.
Let's see here. Okay, I got you right here. if you don't mind, just one moment while I look over this account here and see what's going on.
Yeah, the lady that I talked to before, she said she typed in everything so we don't have to go through everything.
Let's see here. Yeah, I'm seeing here on the notes. Let me go ahead and see what's going on with these other charges real quick, okay?
Thank you very much.
Not a problem. Let me just... May I ask, did you have a dispute on any of these charges? Because it's saying that it was failed, so it looks like they had to put in a document request to have it refunded manually, well, which sometimes can take a minute to do through a check format.
Well, the dispute is that this company, which according to what we show on our credit card thing, has changed its different number name. That we didn't really order anything and we received nothing, and we noticed in January because we were not checking our credit card every month, and we noticed this charge for $49.97, and we both asked each other what is this for, and we even looked up the company on the website, and we thought we don't even use these products. So, so we just really want our money back for what's been charged all these months. And we were given credit for 3 months, but we still have I think four more. We just want all of our money back.
Let me check something here. I'm showing that because when I try and put the refunds through, it says refund authentication failed, which usually means the bank is blocking it in some way. So I'm showing that a request was put in for a check for the remainder, which can take anywhere from 7 to 14 business days. I'm going to go ahead and re-request that just to see if we can speed that up. But that's why it's the other ones are having to come into a check format because it's not allowing us to do it electronically.
Okay.
But I will re-request that so we can see if we can speed that along for you, okay?
Okay, appreciate that. It starts in August.
Yes, I see that here. It would be you were refunded $49.97 three times, so we need to refund you three more charges of $49.97 as well as $6.70.
Yes.
So that would be a check for $156.61.
Okay.
Bear with me one moment here while I refill out the request, and we'll see if we can't speed that up, because it does, like I said, take 7 to 14 business days with the check.
Okay.
Hang tight with me one moment here. I do apologize.
Well, no problem.
Did you eat one of these? That's okay. I got more. All right, just one more moment. I do apologize.
Okay.
All Right, so I have it wrote. I have the check re-requested. So we put in two requests for that. It can, like I said, take anywhere from 7 to 14 business days, but you will be receiving that come in the mail to you. Okay.
Okay, and that was for how much again?
It would be a total of $156.61.
Okay. Thank you.
Not a problem. Was there anything further I could do to be of assistance for you today?
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for contacting customer support. You guys have a lovely rest of your day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye.